What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We've got it coming on tonight. I hope you're ready, because if you've ever played the victim, if you've ever felt like the victim, if you've ever been in the energy of victim, tonight's all about you. And it's all about me. And it's all about every single solitary business owner out there, because there is nothing you have experienced that everyone else hasn't already experienced or may in the future experience. Tonight, we're talking about stop playing the victim in your own business. Yeah, this is a show that's been wanting to come forth for a while, so I hope you guys are ready. And thank you so much for joining. I am Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, because who doesn't want to grow their business? And if you don't want to grow your business, what are you doing with your business? Are you hiding from your business, or is your business so prosperous that you're trying to actually unload it with somebody else? Wherever you are, I'd love to hear all about it. And if you're listening live and you would like to join us to ask questions, to actually participate in the live show, you can come over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom and just jump in there, put your first name in, come on in, and we have a party up in there. We've got different people join us, our producers there, I'm there, and we'd love to take your questions live during the show. So if you're someone who has a business, who's thinking about having a business, or you know someone who has a business and you often are curious about some things, this show might start to bring some light into what's happening within your business. Now, at the this live show, it is January the 21st, 2026. There's a lot of things happening in the world. There often is. Right now, there's a great deal of economic conversation going on. There's lots of challenges between countries going on. And it's curious to me, because I often wonder about what small business owners, medium-sized business owners, self-employed solo business owners are thinking about. How are you receiving all of the information that's going on out there? And how are you allowing it to contribute to you, positively or negatively? And this is going to be part of tonight's conversation. So I am your host. I am a business optimization expert. I work with other business owners to support them to grow their business, to find the gaps in their business, and to find their way through the challenges, both psychological challenges of being in business and the different systems and aspects of growing a business. I'm also the CEO and founder of the Inspired Choices Network, where we produce people's podcasts, live podcasts, their TV shows. We also produce summits, live virtual summits, and we also have a publishing arm where we do publishing people's direct books or taking their podcast and turning it into a book, and that service is called Podcast to Bookshelf. I know, very, very innovative name. But we do all of this with the target of really taking you and your level of expertise and bringing it into the world in every possible medium. Again, it's about optimization, and that's why I'm your optimization person for business. So that now let's get into the show for tonight. Again, tonight's show is Stop Playing the Victim in Your Own Business. I'm just going to read you the show notes, then we're going to dive right in. So we're going to explore a pattern that quietly keeps many business owners stuck in victim thinking. Blaming the economy, your clients, marketing, or timing can feel justified, yet it often gives your power away. Anybody been there? Tonight, it's not just about shame or denying real challenges. It's about noticing where responsibility has been outsourced and how that limits your ability to lead. When blame replaces ownership, growth slows and frustration builds. So by bringing responsibility back to yourself, you regain clarity, choice, and momentum. Leadership begins when you stop waiting for circumstances to change and start deciding how you will respond. Now, if you are a longtime listener, you know that I talk about choice all the time. It is not a coincidence that my business is called Inspired Choices for Business Growth and Inspired Choices Network. Very early on in my life, I knew there was such a power around choices. You know, as a child, did you ever feel like you didn't have choice? I know that I felt like that sometimes, like when I wanted something, right? Oh, I don't have the choice because I don't have the money. And somebody else gets to make that choice for me. And growing up, as I became an adult and I started to make my own choices, then I was like, oh shit, I wish somebody would make these choices for me, because when I would make choices and they wouldn't turn out the way that I wanted them to turn out, I felt like I was a victim of my own choices and I wanted somebody else to make those choices for me. Interestingly, when I started to create my business and spent some time in thought around what would I like to call my business, I actually had some words on the wall. I don't know if you ever do this, but looking around and seeing different words in your life. And the word inspire was on the wall. And I loved that word, to inspire. It's something that I always desire to do. Even as a young child, I wanted to inspire lots of nieces and nephews that were around me and support other people and give them hope. And then I thought about the challenges that I've had, and that's where the word choice came up and choices. And so when we really look at the different aspects in our life around choices and around responsibility, it is so easy to slip into the victim. It is incredibly easy, especially in a world where we have the news and the media. You know, they make money off of the shitty stories. They don't make money off of the good stories. You don't tune in to hear great news. You most of the time are tuning in to hearing what's not going well. You're hearing about people being killed or robbed or people being hurt, or, you know, it just feels like there's so many awful things in the world. And within that energy, we can very easily go into the energy of victim. I live in a shitty country. I have a shitty boss. You know, my husband, my wife, my kids, my bank account, my, you know, all of the things, we point outwards and we place blame on other people. And we so easily can fall into that victim energy. Like, I am a victim of my circumstances. Are you? Are you really a victim of your circumstances if you understand that you have the power to choose? And sometimes, yes, like here I sit and this is a crappy situation I'm in. Okay, what can I choose? Well, in these 5 seconds, I may not be able to choose to change jobs, or I may not be able to choose to create something different in my business, or I may not be able to choose to live in a different home. But that doesn't negate the fact that you still have choice. And when you start to realize that and recognize that and have that conversation with yourself, you start to step into your power. It is way too easy to play the victim in your own life. And I know that we are actually programmed from a very young age to get into that energy of a victim and blame. Because as a young child, you know, as an infant, how do you get your diaper changed? How do you get your belly filled? By crying. You're not verbally communicating in your family's language, and somebody isn't usually standing on guard waiting to check something to make sure they know that you've just filled your diaper or your stomach is ready for more food, right? We communicate as infants by crying. And then when we are toddlers and we fall and our you know, caregivers come and take care of us, run to our side because we cried, at some point our brain goes, huh, if I cry, they come running. If I cry, they come running. If I cry, they come running. We don't get that out of our system very easily. And that can lead to a young person, a young teenager, a young adult, an older adult, that can constantly lead you into the space of, if I scream loud enough, somebody will take care of me. But when they stop taking care of me, that's where we start to slide into, I'm a victim because nobody's taking care of me. That's not likely happening consciously. It's likely happening unconsciously. But the fact of the matter is you and I were all programmed this way. When you become an adult, when you start to become responsible for your life, it's your responsibility to start understanding that you have choice. And in order to change the circumstances in your life, you have to start to really look at, get into awareness around what you're thinking, what you're saying, and how you're choosing and acting in your life. It really is your responsibility to create a life and a business of prosperity. Joyful, abundant, financial, mental prosperity. It is your responsibility. You are not a victim of anything. And when you can get this, when you can really step into this full awareness of the power that you have to change your reality, it can happen so, so quickly. But again, my friends, this is your responsibility. So ask yourself right now, do you like having the responsibility to make the choices in your life? I actually don't think most of us do. I actually don't think most people like the responsibility because they don't trust themselves. Most people don't trust the choices that they make because they are depending upon those choices to really turn out exactly the way that they desire. We're not looking forward to, okay, I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to learn from this choice, and it's going to start to feed me new possibilities and new ways of being with myself and with my business. Most of us want to make a choice and have the outcome be positive exactly the way that we desire it to be. But that's not how it works. If you can't see exactly what that choice is going to deliver to you, then you can't possibly be disappointed that it doesn't give you exactly what you desire. You've got to be willing to make choices to learn and grow, and you've got to be willing to pivot. You've got to be willing to pivot your choices. You're not a victim of anything. Most certainly, you're not a victim of your business. Did someone hold a gun to your head and make you go into business? Or like me, did you have a spark of inspiration? Did something inside of you really call on you and say, I really want to do this. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about being able to communicate with people and work with people and support people. That was for me. That's what it was. The idea of, you know, when I first started out, what I was doing personal coaching. And that really lit me up. I had come from the human resources field, and working with people around their desires and their dreams was one of the biggest things that lit me up in human resources. And so I continued that through, you know, getting my professional coaching training, and then moving into the idea of supporting people that really wanted to grow and expand in that area. I made that choice. I made that choice to step forward and support myself and believe in myself that I could do it. I wasn't a victim of when I didn't have all the clients I needed or I didn't have all the money I needed. I wasn't a victim of that. If I was to turn around and go, well, it's because of my previous employer, or it's because people don't know about me, or it's because I live here, or it's because of this. If I am placing the blame outside of me, I'm also giving my power and my potency to succeed away. if you're not willing to take the responsibility to succeed, you're also not willing to take on the ability to succeed. If you are willing to own up and make choices and learn and grow from them, that's when you're stepping into your full adulthood and full responsibility. You've got it on and you're ready to say, you know what? I'm going to step forward. I'm going to give this my all. I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to grow. But above all, I'm going to believe in myself and I'm going to have my own back. How many of you do not have your own back in business? And you're expecting everybody else to have your back except you. Except you. How many of you are finding areas that really trigger you, but you're not doing the work to change what's triggering you so you can grow from it? And FYI, a trigger does not come along to push you down. A trigger actually shows up so you'll step up and grow from it. Grow beyond it. A trigger is a gift. Maybe that's another show I'm going to do. All right, we are up to our first break of the night. You are listening to Christine McIver. I'm your host on the Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And tonight, it's all about stop playing the victim in your own business. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, you're listening to Christine McIver. I'm your host on Inspired Choices for Business Growth. We are here on Inspired Choices Network, our home station. When I was really looking at this topic tonight, which is all about stop being the victim in your own business, I really wanted to look at the different areas in our lives where we really feel like we are the victim. And there's something about that word, the word victim, that really kind of, I don't know, do you ever feel like something is just trying to talk to you, like there's something off with that word? And the word victim to me is used too easily today. It's used for so many different things that it's, when it's used so frequently and so repeatedly, I feel like it's made its way into our expectations of it's okay to be this, right? So the word victim is a noun, and it's sacrificial animal, living creature killed and offered as a sacrifice to a deity or supernatural power or in the performance of a religious rite. sacrificial animal, person or animal killed as a sacrifice. So that's interesting that they've connected the word. This is from the online etymology dictionary. But it's interesting that they have connected victim and sacrifice together. And what's that sparking in me is, do you feel like you are sacrificing for the greater good? Do you feel like you are a sacrifice for someone else? And where in that sacrifice are you ignoring your own abilities, your own power? Now, of course, it goes on to a person who is severely hurt, tortured, or killed by another, or a person who is oppressed. And I think that today, yes, if you are killed, if you are killed without any like someone who does something reckless, I would say that they are not so much as a victim as someone who's made a choice that was risky. Okay. But if you're someone who is killed by because of the color of your skin or your sex or, you know, anything like that, yes, I would say you are a victim. And a lot of the things that go on in the world today where people are hurt deeply and killed, yes, I would say they are a victim in that space. But I don't think that even a couple that don't get along and somebody makes a terrible choice in a relationship, I don't see them as a victim. And the reason I don't is because I don't want them to feel that they are without strength and power and choice. When I was in a relationship, this is many, many lives ago, you know, at least 26 years ago, when I was in that relationship, that person made some horrendous choices that impacted me in a really negative way, that impacted my children in a really negative way. I wasn't a victim because I chose to go into that relationship. And I also chose to leave it. If you are staying in that energy of victim in a relationship, if I had have done that and I had stayed in that energy of victim, I would have also bought into the idea that I didn't have choice. Now, the choices that I had, they might have been few and narrow, but I still had choice. And it was in knowing that I had that choice that I was able to start taking the first step to leave that relationship. If you're in your business, though, let's bring this over to business. If you're in your business and you really feel like you're not able to take care of yourself the way the business is set up, if you really feel like things are not moving in the direction that you felt you did desire them to go, you're not a victim because you chose to start that business. You can also end that business. But what I really want to invite you into is I want you to start looking at the energy of where you are at in your mindset, where you are operating from. If you are operating from a heavy energy, i.e. victim, I'm a victim, right? That deep heaviness energy, do you really think that creative ideas are going to come to you? Do you really think that you're going to be open to the possibility of something new? Do you really think that you are going to energetically send out the message, you are open to clients, you are open to customers? Do you really feel the energy that you are showing up with is actually an energy that is attractive? Is it attractive to you? If the energy you are being is not attractive to you, it's not going to be attractive to anybody else. That's guaranteed. And if you are in this energy of a victim, if you can feel it, like you, there's a part of you that is like, oh, poor me. But there is also a part in your mind that's like, holy crap, I'm really operating in victim here. If you can have those two, and you can have those two things operating at the same time, congratulations, you are in your awareness. This is good. This is good because now you can start to change the energy of this. When you are in that space of knowing, shit, I'm really operating from victim here, and you put your hand up and you start to work with a coach who can really support you to shift out of that and to show you some different possibilities, that's the choices that bring empowerment to you. I wrote a book called CEO Without Apology, The Bold Mindset Shift for Entrepreneurs Who Are Done Playing Small. And there's a big pieces in here about how you have choice and how you're not the victim. And I really would love you to grab this book. It's a very easy read. It's a quick read. There's different chapters that you can dive into when it works for you. It's really can be a huge reference guide, both from a psychological perspective, an intellectual perspective, and a systems perspective. But what you've got to understand is that it is not unusual to slip into victimhood, but what you've got to be willing to do is to say, I desire to succeed. Now, where's my responsibility in succeeding here? What do I need to be doing differently? What's available to me today? Even asking that question, what's available to me today? You know, I'll tell you something. I have a note here in front of me. I've had it here for years and years and years, and I say this all the time. Now, when I first started my business, I had deep desire, but not a lot of business coming in, right? Deep desire, not a lot of business. And I did step into and try a few different things, and while they would be exciting at the beginning, then they wouldn't sustain themselves and they would start to dip. And so I started to ask this question. And this question was a question I was asking of the universe. And I was kind of putting it out there as a flag. Hello. And this is the question. Universe, show me. I hope that's, you can read that properly. Universe, show me. And I would say this all the time. Universe, show me. Show me. And I wasn't defined by what it needed to show me. I just kept saying, universe, show me. And I was open, just like my hands are right now. I was open to receive. And what began to occur when I would have both my mind and my heart open to learn about myself, open to take care of the aspects of my personality, the aspects of my mindset that really needed tweaking. When I was open to that, the universe was able to start delivering to me more of the possibilities of growth for me. But when you are stuck, deep down stuck in your stuff, right, you're not going to be receiving and growing in a way that is nurturing for your bank account, for your family, for your body, and for your mind, right? You definitely, definitely need to check in on where are you at? Check in on yourself energetically. There's so many people, amazing people in the world that are working with nervous system work. And I know that it's the new buzzword, and that's okay. That's great. Everybody's picking up on how important it is. But you want to find someone that can work with you both on your nervous system and your psychology. Both these together being worked on and massaged at the same time can start to shift things very, very quickly. So it's so critical that when we are stepping into our business and we're looking at our business each day, what are you bringing to the day? What are you bringing? Are you dragging your ass to your desk? Are you dragging your ass to wherever you work? Are you like coming in with, oh God, now what? Geez, look at this. Are you bringing that energy in? If you imagine your business is a physical human being and your partner, because your business is your business partner. Even if you are on the books as a solopreneur, you're not alone. Your business has an energy. It's its own entity. But if that business was sitting in front of you as a human being, if that business was your child, would you talk to your child the way you talk to your business? The attitude that you have towards your business, the dissatisfaction, the frustration that you have, would you really be coming at it from the space of I'm not good enough, or I'm a victim because my business is crappy, or my business doesn't do this for me or that? I want you to really check in on these things. These things are extremely important, and they will make a difference in the way that you show up mentally, emotionally, energetically, and physically. You have a responsibility to get shift out of victim. You have a responsibility to succeed in the world. You have people that are looking at you. You have people that are actually looking for you so you can support them in their lives, in their businesses, in their families, in their relationships. You have a responsibility, and with that responsibility comes a great deal of blessings as well. But you've got to decide. You've got to decide, are you going to step out of being a victim of everything that's going on in the world? Or are you going to start looking for the flowers that come up out of the concrete of your life? This is your choice. You have these choices. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you are in your own business and you continue to play the victim in your business is going to suffer to the point, until you change this, but it's going to suffer to the point of absolution. I've seen people do it. I've seen people complain about the craziest things and they destroyed their business in doing so. You don't have to destroy anything. You can just make a choice. You can leave your business. You can continue to grow your business, or you can just decide that it doesn't work for you. But if you really deeply desire your business to succeed, it's time for you to look in the mirror and start taking responsibility for where you're at and know that you can make another choice to move you forward and celebrate your business. Even the smallest little thing can start to shift the energy, which starts to open up the world of possibilities. It's really up to you. You get to make the choice. All right, we are up to our next break of the show. When we come back, I've got a number of things I want to really run through with you, and I would love to take any of your questions or your comments. Or if you're listening to this in the replay, you can certainly send me an email, Christine@ChristineMciver.com, or you can check out my website, ChristineMciver.com. And when we get back, we're going to run through all of this and I'm going to share even more with you. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Tonight, we're talking all about stop playing the victim in your own business. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I'm Christine McIver. I'm a business optimization expert, and my show is Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And tonight we're talking about you being the victim in your own business and how to stop it. You are not a victim, my friends. You never have been, and you never will be, unless you choose to be. All right, remember that. If you are enjoying tonight's show, I would love for you to pop over to iTunes and or Apple Music, whichever you call it, and give me a 5-star review. It makes the world of difference in bringing this information to others who are looking for it. And if you have any comments or questions that you would like answered, you can always send me an email, Christine at ChristineMciver.com. As well, if you are looking for a coach who doesn't hold back any punches, who will tell you the amazing things you are doing with the receipts, and also show you where you can grow and expand, and give you a little checkup from the neck up when you need it, that's me. That's what I do. I really hold my clients accountable because I believe that they are far more capable than they allow themselves to see and acknowledge and grow. And together, we will grow your business for sure. So reach out to me again. Check out my website. You can see the different packages I have there, or you can just check in with a 30-minute complimentary conversation. That's a lot of C's. And we can see if it's a match for you and me to work together. All right, let's jump in. I have got a list of several things that I want to really bring your focus to, all about stopping you from being a victim in your business. So victim thinking is very subtle. It's not dramatic, right? Most business owners don't announce that they're a victim. You may not even think, you may not be thinking you're a victim, but it can show up quite quietly, like, now isn't the right time for me. It's just not my time. Or people aren't buying. You know, the people are always saying? Like, the economy is just not there, or people just aren't spending money, or, you know, the algorithms have changed, therefore I'm not being seen. That's victim thinking. 100%. That's victim thinking. And what you want to do is you want to really check in and watch yourself. Watch the words that you are using and really pay attention to, are you giving the power to what's going on outside of you? That will be your tip. That will be your tip, is like, oh, I'm being a victim. Yes, those freaking algorithms, right? Then we've got, pardon me. There's a difference between reality and responsibility, and we've been talking about responsibility tonight. So you want to acknowledge the real challenges without handing them the steering wheel. Okay, the challenge is I don't have money right now. I don't have money to pay my bills, okay? That's a reality check. Okay, that has you step into, okay, what can I choose? What are some of the things that I may need to choose in the interim? Hey, universe, show me what else is possible, right? That's empowerment energy. But if you go into, I just don't have enough money and there's not enough money to handle everything, and you are giving your power away. It's not just the words, but it's the energy behind the words. And you can face, and you have faced, I'm positive, hard challenges. And even in facing those hard challenges, you're still being responsible. You're still being responsible for how you lead and how you decide and how you respond. It's really in your response to the challenges that shows whether you are being a victim or being a leader in your own life, right? Yes, of course, kick the wall, cry, pound the pillows, allow that energy to come up. For sure, do that. I do that all the time with my clients. But when that passes, and that does not last, usually I can't get somebody to do that more than 20 minutes. That does not last a long time. Once you've allowed the emotions to shift, which are feelings in motion, right? When you've allowed the feelings to come up, allow the emotions to be presented. Once you do that, you can start to clear the energy and step into being responsible. Blame feels protective sometimes until it becomes limiting. Blame often starts as self-protection from disappointment or failure. So, you know, they did this. They chose this, right? I mean, yes, I still have these energies come up, my friends. I absolutely do. When I see someone that does something similar to what I've created, I can feel that they're taking, they copied me, you know, whatever that energy is. It's like I blame someone. And then I'm like, okay, hold on a second here. What's my choice in this? Where am I operating from? Because when you allow yourself in that instance to say that they're copying what I am doing, you are actually giving away your power and you're limiting what else you could be creating. Now, remember, when someone is copying what you're doing, it's a compliment, but not in the moment when you're feeling like a victim. Absolutely not in that moment. But when you realize that, hey, I've created something that gives enough inspiration that other people also want to choose it, that's really cool, right? That's super, super cool. And then step into asking the universe again, okay, universe, show me what else is possible with what I have been creating. Now, this is not about even going into, you know, trademarking something or making sure that you've protected yourself with different legal things. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about your mental state of being, because it's the mental state of being that can take you to your knees faster than anything else. And that's why you want to figure out, okay, am I going into blame here? Am I taking these moments of blame and allowing them to feed my insecurities, allowing them to feed the victim within me? You can do it for a short period of time. And oftentimes I'll say, okay, if you're going to be in this energy, bookmark it, right? Or sorry, not bookmark it, bookend it. All right. Put a bookend on the beginning of the day, put a bookend on the end of the day. And when you go to sleep at night, it's done. The next morning, wake up with a clear slate and begin to ask questions, begin to step back into your power in choosing your thoughts, your words, your actions, and the direction that you are going to go in. And, you know, if you find yourself going into a lot of blame, if you find yourself feeling like the victim, I really want to encourage you to get off of social media for a while. Even a day away from watching what other people are doing can start to shift this. I remember in the beginning of my business, when I was watching other people, I felt myself going deeply down into insecurities and then into blame. So you want to pay attention. What's your reaction when you are watching other people? Are you celebrating their successes? Are you excited to see the new possibilities that they're stepping into? Or is it really impacting you in a negative way? It's okay if it's impacting you in a negative way. Acknowledge that. And now what are you going to do about that? Because there's probably some old wound that is being triggered. Remember what I said in the beginning. A trigger is actually showing up to help you to grow up, to move beyond that trigger so that you can create the desired life that you have been asking for, the desired business that you've been asking for. Allow these triggers to feed your future, not to take you out. They're not here to take you out. And you are not a victim of anything in your life. But you've got to decide. You've got to choose, is that going to be true for me? Where responsibility is outsourced, power is lost. I friggin' love that, right? Because when you are giving the responsibility of your success to someone else, to another organization, to a client, to any group of people or individual or other businesses, when you're giving that responsibility to them, you have lost your power to succeed in your own business. If your success depends upon a client behaving a certain way, or the market's changing, or things to be fixed, or even for your power to be recognized, you're giving your responsibility away. Leadership, to be a real leader in your life, requires you to reclaim your authority in your own life. You didn't come here to be perfect at all, but you came here to show up. So how are you going to show up? What are you choosing in your life and in your business? Are you choosing to be a leader for yourself, or are you trying to be a leader for those out there to impress them so they'll choose you, so they'll hire you, so they'll pay you money, so you'll succeed? Where are you doing this? What are you doing? And you know what? This doesn't change overnight. It honestly doesn't. But it starts with you acknowledging where you're at and what the thoughts are that are playing in your mind. And remember, these thoughts that are playing in your mind, they're not necessarily your values. They're not necessarily your belief systems. Sometimes these thoughts have been programmed into us by society, by other people around us. And it's really challenging sometimes when we hear these thoughts in our head to start to shift it. But understand that your thoughts are not who you are. This brain is a product that's been programmed. That's all that it is. You have choice beyond these thoughts. You have choice to identify those thoughts are not actually what I really believe in my heart. These thoughts that you are having, you get to change them. And, you know, the beliefs that you have, those are also part of your thought system. And they also feed into being a victim or being a leader, right? Your belief systems, what you believe is good and bad, impacts so much within you and within your days that you deserve to take the time to really deeply examine them and to pay attention when they come up. If you hear yourself saying, I believe, and whatever that is, take a step back and look at that. Is that really what I believe? Is that belief actually creating in my life? Or is that a belief that other people have had and I just went along, right? Take the time to examine yourself. Examine the words that are coming out of your mouth day in and day out. Take the time to listen to your thoughts. And I know it sounds odd, but it's like there is your brain and then there is you. And you are programming that brain or allowing it to just run on replay of other people's thoughts and beliefs. You have way more power. You're not a victim of your thoughts. You are actually the most powerful being in your world. Now take the reins and step in. All right, my friends, we're up to our next break of this show. We are going to come right back. We're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to invite you to step into even more. So stick around. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So I'm curious, what are you thinking about everything that I've been sharing so far tonight? Are you like, oh, Christine, you're crazy? Or are you like, oh, crap? Or are you somewhere in between? Again, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know your thoughts and how this is contributing for you to actually move beyond where you are at and really contribute to your business growth. Remember, this can be a lot of the times when I'm talking on my show and in, even in my book, I'm talking about both personal and business because how you operate in business comes from your personal life, comes from the experiences, all the experiences you've ever had in your life. And so the crossover happens all of the time. So don't be surprised or defend it, any of that. Don't brush it off like, no, that's part of my personal life. No, they're not actually as separate as most people believe. So the next point that I want to make is victim thinking slows growth more than bad strategy, which is so true. If you are in the victim thinking, everything that you're choosing, the words that are coming out of your mouth, the way that you interact with clients, how you create is every aspect that is being impacted. And even if you have a great strategy, the way that you're behaving with all of that will have a negative impact. So when you understand that your growth in your business can accelerate when you take ownership and you replace the victim thinking with ownership and with choice, you're going to start to expand the growth of your business, right? Most of us in business, we're looking at, you know, do I have a strategy? Do I have a plan? Do I have a marketing plan? Do I have all of these pieces? Well, that's all great, but none of that is going to do anything. Those are kind of like steps, but none of that is going to do anything if it's not fueled with the right energy, with the right mindset, with the leadership energy. And you don't have to be a leader for hundreds of people. You don't have to have a team at all. Being a leader is talking about being within yourself. Are you leading yourself or are you playing a victim? How are you showing up in your business? How are you showing up in your relationships, in your conversations with your clients, with your customers, with your prospects? How do you show up? Do you bring the energy of expectation that somebody's going to deliver to me? Or are you showing up with a really open mind of possibilities? That's what can change things. Waiting is often disguised as being strategic, but sometimes you've got to call yourself out and saying, I'm avoiding something. I'm avoiding making a choice. I'm avoiding stepping into what needs to change. I'm actually playing a victim. Like, do you remember when you were little? I remember when I was little and somebody in the family would upset me often, one of my brothers. And they would upset me and I would pound my little self up the stairs and slam the door and I would pout in my bedroom, hoping that someone would come along and go, oh, Christine, are they picking on you? And when they didn't, which often happened, I would have to pick myself up and walk back down the stairs and then they would laugh. And are you okay now? And it was like, you know, I was playing the victim, hoping somebody would come and rescue me. But it was my mindset. It was the way that I was thinking. And you know, when you really listen to the stories in your mind and see if that you are repeating those stories, look at how they are shaping your life. Look at how they're shaping your business. Are they improving the stories that you keep telling yourself about how you don't have choice in something? Are those stories actually contributing to you, or are they actually having such a huge impact that they're taking you out and they are creating a life that you're not pleased with? Remember that leadership begins with how you speak about your business. When someone asks you, how are things going? What are you saying? Well, they're okay. You know, kind of tough this month. Or are you saying, you know, there's some new ideas that I've got going, or I've been thinking about some new possibilities, or I'm really open to looking at where new directions that I can go in. Just hear the energy behind my words. Those are the types of things that I'm thinking about. Those are the types of things that I've been talking about. And remember that choice is always, always available to you. Even when the options are limited, you're not a victim of anything except what you are believing in your mind and what you are allowing yourself. Bye for now,
my friends. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.